We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Our next guest is Dr. John Sweet. He's the Hennepin Healthcare Division Director of Allergy and Immunology. And thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Sweet. What are some of these adverse effects for those who are most vulnerable when it comes to this haze and smoke in the air, but even people like my spouse who are, you know, able-bodied and exerting themselves outdoors?
Good morning, Simone. Glad to be here. The air quality index has been quite poor these past few days due to the wildfire smoke that's coming from the west and the north of us. And so you can actually see that in the haze and air, as everyone knows. But that can cause a strong inflammatory response inside the airways. And that can lead to feelings, a lot of congestion in the sinuses, as well as chest tightness, shortness of breath. And those people who are already prone to those, a lot of inflammation in the lungs and airways, like people with asthma, allergies, COPD, or other lung conditions, can really start to notice an effect on their ability to breathe comfortably.
Yeah, have you noticed, too, I've heard from people who feel like whether it is kind of allergy-type symptoms that are acting up, is it actually maybe inflaming those allergies, or is it just the reactions, too, like you said, with that inflammation?
Well, if you're starting with already a high level of inflammation from your allergies or asthma or lung disease at your baseline, adding allergies on top of that will cause more symptoms. The natural response to this, to the particles that are in the air that and at high extremes, will cause a lot of excess mucus in people's airways, and that can make people feel much more congested and tight. And so that's just even more sensation that their allergies are worse than they have been compared to previous summers.
How can people find relief from these kinds of symptoms? And can wearing a mask help? I know not everyone has ditched them at this point, but could you put them back on when you're outside?
That's a great question. The type of mask that you would want would be a N95 mask or a P100 rating on them. They have the filter size that can filter out these tiny particles in the air. A bandana or a simple cloth mask may not be as effective as doing that. So one way is wearing a mask to filter the air coming into you. Then there's always avoidance. If you have particularly allergies, we say avoid going outside anywhere between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. That's when pollen counts tend to be highest. If you do have a history of respiratory problems like asthma or COPD, use your inhaler, your rescue inhaler, before you go out, and carry it with you when you are outside to use in case you start to feel symptoms.
All of us 2 years ago would have no idea what kind of masks you were just listing, but now we very much do. So something to keep in mind if you do want to have those on hand, especially if there's someone in your household who is more vulnerable during these conditions. Of course, people who do have, you know, COPD or asthma, they're going to know their bodies and have this experience. But when should people get help? You know, I use that example of my spouse going for a run. He had to take some extra breaks. But how do you know when things maybe are a little too difficult on your lung and breathing capacity under these conditions?
Well, if you feel that you're having shortness of breath, it doesn't get better after a few minutes or 5-10 minutes of rest, and it's not improving, you definitely should seek medical help. Most people who have asthma or COPD if they are not responding to their rescue inhaler after several doses, that is also a sign to seek medical help.
Dr. John Sweet, the Hennepin Healthcare Division Director of Allergy and Immunology. I want to switch gears here and ask you about, as we transition to, I guess this is a different kind of new normal, where you maybe are feeling some cold-like symptoms, wondering if it could be a mild case of COVID or if it is the cold. Is there a way to tell the difference between the two? Or if you're feeling cold symptoms, stay home and get tested? And that's kind of what the new normal should be.
That's a very good question. Early on in the COVID pandemic, we were seeing people with fevers, aches, chills, even GI symptoms of diarrhea or loose stools. Those can be signs of COVID, particularly if you had any possible exposure. We said get tested. Now we're finding that people who are vaccinated, who can have extremely mild symptoms of just feeling mildly run down, some mild congestion, some mild respiratory symptoms. It can be quite confusing. Is this allergies or not? Often with allergies, the symptoms will get better when you are removed from the allergen, meaning if you have outdoor allergies and you go inside where you have very few, you should start feeling relief after an hour or two. But if it's an infection, like, say, COVID, you would find persistent symptoms that don't fluctuate, and that would be a sign that perhaps you should get tested.
All right, Dr. John Sweet at Hennepin Healthcare, thanks so much for joining us and for the information.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.